Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com. What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official Challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of All Stars 2.
This week, we are joined by fan favorite Challenge legend, Tina Bridges. You guys may know her as Tina Barta.
Yes, and we are going to discuss the challenge that she almost won, all the drama that has already begun, and what it's like to be back on the challenge after so many years.
I'm so excited. I honestly say we just get right into the interview and talk to Tina because I know she will have a lot of stuff to say.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready to talk to her.
All right, everyone. As you know, All Stars 2 just premiered. We are so excited to have this guest. Many of you have not seen her since the duel. She is one of the most hilarious and outspoken people. Mm-hmm. I know that reality TV has been missing her. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Tina Bridges.
Yeah!
My fellow big-titted sister. Hi, sis.
Hi, how are darling.
You? We have all missed you so much. And welcome, Tori, Tina, Tina Tori.
I met Tina actually once in New York. We were a little drunk. You guys were filming the reunion for this, and we were filming.
Oh, no, that wasn't the reunion. That was like a celebration.
Oh, okay. So I met you very quickly there, but I was pretty drunk. So I was
that
like,
was
yay.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. So we met briefly.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's so refreshing to see you on this season because, and like I was saying before we even hopped on this podcast, you are just a very important character. You're outspoken. You seem like you're going to bring up some fun, chaotic energy, which I love and we need. And you just speak your truth. So it's like, I was happy to see you on the screen. It was very entertaining.
That's very sweet of you. Going back is a very insecure thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, because you have more on the line, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Like there's some people have kids. Thank God I don't have to worry about kids or PTAs or anything like that. So I can just be me. And nobody cares.
Right.
Like, I don't have a job, so I'm able to just give you unfiltered, unedited comments and saying what's going on in the game. And so that's the nice thing. I guess that's an advantage as far as, but it doesn't get me far in the game because people will be like, don't tell Tina shit.
Well, listen, I mean, this is you're a prime example of how I feel like every woman or most of us were back then. Like, I don't think we have players that are really just call shit what it is because they're so worried about being liked.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's, I think that because I purposely don't watch the show so that I can, whenever I meet somebody new, I meet them for who they are.
Yeah.
And I'm not primed by what I saw on TV or whatever. Mm-hmm. It gives me a more genuine feel for who they are as a person. Mm-hmm. I think people have changed a lot. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Like on this season specifically, or just in general in the challenge world?
I think in the challenge world, mm-hmm. I feel like that not a lot of people are as genuine as they used to be, mm-hmm. because you're always wanting to manipulate people. And I don't like that. I despise that type of behavior.
Yeah.
I don't like it in my personal life, but I understand that you got to do it in the challenge life. But you know, it's been a long time since I've been in the challenge life, and I wasn't like that back in the day. I just got to stay true to me. That's it. Other people can do whatever the hell they want. I just have to be true to me and what I'm about, and I have to remind myself of that.
I mean, it's really refreshing, though, because a lot of people definitely put what they believe is true to them to the side because they are trying to put on that political face, you know? They come into the game and they're trying to create these alliances and like, oh, maybe if I don't rub this person the wrong way. But like, it is really refreshing. And that's why I think you're such a dynamic character to have, to see somebody go on there and not feel that way, because it's a game for a lot of money, and to play super authentically. I'm like, it fired me up to see it.
Tina, you have not seen yourself on TV in a long time.
Yeah.
What do you think about this first episode? I feel like it was very Tina heavy. I loved it.
Yeah, loved it.
I'm still trying to process it. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know. I guess maybe I will say, looking back on it, it brings a smile to my face, man. It was a great time. And that first challenge really was an eye opener. Mm. And it was a nice challenge to pop my cherry.
Yeah.
To get back into the world, because it was fun. Mm. I mean, it was just downright fun. It was challenging. It was hard.
Right.
And you never really can, you know, see it when you're watching it, how hard it was and how taxing it is to go across the beam and how much that beam would move. There's a reason why Ayana fell off of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a bridge that, you know, you could walk across. It was rickety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because TJ was definitely upset that nobody ran across it. I feel like I would have tried at some point, but.
So I wanted to run across it. And Steve told me, no, I can't do that. Because, you know, like, you have to play it safe.
Right.
So it's the first, let's play it safe. We already know one team's going home. Why take risks now?
100%. I would have done the same thing.
So it's like, okay, let's play it safe, not try to like go. I mean, I'm kind of like, go big, go home, bitch. But his ass is on the line too. So I don't want to take the money away from him. So I was like, oh, okay.
And also, like everybody's saying in the episode, if you win a challenge, you kind of put a target on your back because you have power. Now imagine winning that challenge by being the only team standing up and walking across that. Now people are really looking at you like, oh, you walked across the beam.
You know, the funny thing is that challenge, I took my time on that one. Mm-hmm. We could have easily beat Derek and Jody, but when I got up on the plank, I looked around and saw how far we were in the water. And I was like, oh shit, we're going way too fast. Mm. So I backed up and I acted like I was like catching my breath or trying to figure out where the net was and stuff. And then I ran and I dunked it. But Steve and I could have easily blasted Jody and Derek. Mm. And I think that alone put too much emphasis on me and Steve.
Like targets on your back?
Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
Do you, did you have a good relationship with Steven coming into this?
Yeah, actually Steve, not only are we both Asian, but
woo,
you know, but he found me in Nebraska. He was at the tryouts when I went for my very first, like
audition for the Real World.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he and I have a long history and it was nice to go back, and this is the first time I get to hang out with him on my very first like all-star challenge,
right,
with the guy who found me. It was full circle. It was great.
Wow.
And I did the challenge with him, so we worked really well together as a team.
Do you think it's because he's a hand model, or do you think that has nothing to do with it?
You know, I was concerned, like, if he has to climb a rope, we're donezo,
right?
Because he's not gonna tear his hands up,
right? Right.
So that was a risk I was
willing to take.
Nobody else wanted to pair with me.
Well, you guys crushed it.
They don't know that you're a badass.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Well, that Nehemiah thing, I was like, yo, this motherfucker. And I didn't know it. I was yelling. I was like, oh, I see you. Mm-hmm. I know you heard me.
Well, isn't it ironic that he doesn't pair with you? And then unfortunately, he's now the one going into elimination.
No, I talked to him after that. I was like, dude, you fucked yourself on that one.
Oh my God.
Could have had me, but you didn't.
Yeah, you wanna play games like that, huh? Right. You almost won that shit.
Yeah.
I know. You also have, I think because you're so spicy, I feel like people don't know, I guess because they haven't been in the game for a long time, but I'm like, she's got spice, but she can also back it up. You've never been a bad player. Mm. But I feel like part of your game is to talk shit. Like,
I love the fact that I came in and I didn't know how I was going to compete. I didn't know how I was going to rank against these girls, if I could even do it. And, you know, the very first challenge, I'm like, okay, this mama still has some heat in her, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think the first challenge sets the tone. I think it was like that on the first one because a lot of people almost died. But you do the first one, you're like, oh, it definitely gives you your confidence back.
Well,
especially because the challenges have changed so much. And I'm sure we'll see this this season that you guys are in for a rude awakening. Welcome to the new challenge.
Mind you, going into this, I was told that it was pretty much backyard games.
Somebody lied to you, right?
Okay, that's what Mark Long told me.
Yeah, he just wanted you to be a part of it. Yeah. If it was like, yo, you may have to jump out of a plane or eat some weird shit or do something else or climb up.
Jumping out of a plane is okay. Eating weird shit, I'm not okay. Like, there's certain things that I'm just not okay.
I know. I get that.
And I was telling the guys, or the girls and the guys, like, listen, you know, there's a way to play this game with integrity. You don't need to be a complete asshole to play this game. We can have fun. We're supposed to have fun on the All-Stars. Like, let the riffraff, the stupid shit happen on the North Bench.
Yeah, we get wild.
Let's have some dignity, guys.
Yeah. Someone's got to have it because it's tone. The dignity's not over on the other side. Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
Someone's got to have it because it's not us.
Yeah. If you do have it, you're going to get eaten up.
Yeah.
I mean.
But on this challenge, on the All-Stars challenge, I'm trying to, hopefully introduce a tone that it doesn't need. You don't need to be thirsty. You know, don't be so. There's my husband.
Hey, boo.
He's sexy as hell. He has a six pack too.
Oh, good for him. Could I borrow it for the next show?
Oh my God, stop. So I want to start from the beginning of this episode because obviously you were talking about how it was interesting seeing people again that you haven't seen since the beginning of maybe when you were auditioning for The Real World. Like, what was it like seeing everybody?
I didn't know that a lot of people on this challenge, that a lot of them were new. Mm. And I've talked to like very few people. Anissa, I've talked to you like once every while, but I would say I talked to you more than I talked to any, a lot of the other people. I just haven't kept in touch with anybody. Yeah. So going in, it was surreal to see these people. And then it was surreal to meet people that I never met, like Tech.
Mm-hmm. And it was a good time. You know,
Tech is there's no words that can explain how awesome that guy is and how fly, super duper fly.
Yeah.
He is.
I want to meet him so bad.
He is awesome.
He just brings a different energy. That's like, he has the jokes.
There's nobody.
But he's also like daddy, but he's all, it's just, he's Tech money. He's always going to be that.
Yeah. There's nobody in this world like him. And I am so blessed to be able to have met him.
That's amazing. I love that.
So you guys are partying. People are in the pool. Do you think it's like how we used to have parties? Or do you think it's like adults just getting fucked up off of three glasses of wine?
It's adults getting fucked up off of three glasses of wine. It's funny because at first you see everybody, they're like trying to be keep it toned down because you just have come into this new world and you've been in your old world and you know to mind your manners. But then as you see it go on, people start getting sloppy and you're like, I'm on vacation. I'm away from the kids. I'm stressed out. Gulp, 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 gulp,
right.
Gulp.
Right. They let it loose.
I love they that. Do. That's where you get your info.
Cause you see like a bit of the who we are. Come out.
Yeah.
But you see this refined, like where life has slapped us a little bit upside the head. We're a little bit more responsible.
Right.
And our bodies don't recover as fast.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, damn, I'm still hungover from Monday. They're like, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll see it. Like a lot of us, we do play it safe. I mean, you have to take that into consideration. We're not in our 20s. It's a whole new ball game. Doing these challenges at the age of 40, right. Which I just turned, versus 20.
Yeah.
Like 20, drink whatever the heck, six bottles of wine and go and do a triathlon. But
I don't know what kind of 20-year-old you were, but I have never been able to do that.
Okay, I have never been able to do that. But if I was able to, it'd be easier in my 20s.
Yeah, 100%.
Now, if I drink one glass of wine, I'm not picking up the mail at the bottom of the street.
I get it. Yeah. So was there anybody that, like, because I know that you said that there was a lot of people that were new to you. Was there anybody that you were particularly excited to see? Or not see? Was there anybody you were like, ah, shit?
No, because I don't carry that around with me.
Yeah.
I will say that it is crazy to me. A lot of these players that came into this season, they have a lot of grudges that they carried with them for 17, 18 years.
Grudge keepers.
And I had no idea how much weight these grudges took them, like, that they couldn't wait till they get onto the show to maybe right or wrong or prove to themselves or prove to other people. Like, they went in completely different the way I did. I don't care enough, right. Mm-hmm. Which is, I guess, I don't know if it's a blessing or if it's a curse, but it's probably sad. Blessing. It's really sad.
Well, at least they have All-Stars to rehash it out.
I mean, or therapy, or go to a therapist. I don't know.
That's what I've been doing. How about therapy, people?
Yeah.
They need to, seriously, I have been telling so many challengers, you shouldn't be carrying this much weight around with you. This is not good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need to see a therapist about your fucked up shit.
Speak.
I mean, I have fucked up shit. I'm willing to admit it. I know it. And it's because I'm willing to admit it. That's why I'm able to handle it.
Right.
And deal with it.
Yeah.
But these people think that they're not fucked up. And it's like, dude, you're the type of person that I'm scared of because you don't realize how fucked up you
are. Right. I mean, listen, there's like this balance of people who are clearly coming on the show and we're going to see these grudges unfold. But at least there's also some lighthearted moments, like Derek dressing up as you. That was epic.
Oh,
you know?
Like, that was Derek's awesome. Amazing. That was hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah. Like, there's a balance, right?
As much as I was like, oh, I don't want to do this because I loved to see Katie. Like, Katie Cooley was there.
She's the best.
I love her. And I met Leah for the first time. I ended up having a great relationship with Leah. She's hilarious. But then there was these new people that I didn't even know existed, like Derek. And now Derek, I call him my princess.
Yeah.
He's my darling princess. So it was nice. It's nice because I'm getting new friends and I'm coming in with a fresh perspective.
Yeah.
And I'm older. I'm more secure in who I am, what I'm all about. And it's nice to do a challenge like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm okay if I don't perform the best that day. I'm upset with myself, but I'm okay.
Yeah. You have to be.
Yeah. Well, you have to be. But some people, they're not.
Yeah.
And they think they're more badass than they are. And it's like, dial it down.
Yeah.
Dial it back, guy.
Did you train for this season at all? Because I know that you thought it was backyard games and then you get there and it's not. So
yeah, I did. I lost about 20 pounds.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
20 pounds. I did P90X.
Ah, yeah. That'll do it.
Yeah. I realized how much I loved
working out
and getting back to me. I feel like I'm me again.
That's so inspiring. I love that.
It was nice. Cause for 10 years, I mean, I'm telling you, I was in retirement. I whatever the hell I want. It was great psychologically, but my body, my knees didn't like it too much.
Right. Wow. So you did P90X. How long did you spend training and how long did it take you to lose that weight and get ready?
Well, I start because I was supposed to be on season one and I started around that time. So if I did season one, you would have seen me 20 pounds heavy. Mm,
okay. Okay.
So I shedded that in less than 3 months.
That's incredible. Did you have like a big poster of TJ on your wall just so like you could like be in the middle of your workout, look over and be like, yeah,
no,
like, he's gonna
if
be
I
watching
had a picture of TJ on my wall, I'd probably cuss at it, say I forget this. Yeah. I'm gonna go back to my pool and I'm gonna go lay out and drink some margaritas.
Yeah, right. I get that.
I love that.
So it was a huge, I mean, Anissa, I just gotta give it to you, sister. You're a tough chick, or you're completely psychotic. She's a marathon runner with these challenges.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Thank you. Damn it. Thank you. I knew
I was actually
today,
talking
Tina.
About you. I'm like, God, that girl, how the hell? Like, I would be in a padded room at this point.
And she's not. I make sure that I have awesome friends and like I have a life outside of it. And the challenge is just a summer camp that has a big prize at the end of it. And I know how to compartmentalize. Like, I'm not going to sit here and the challenge is my life and they have to cast me again. And I have the podcast with Tori. I get to do this with my best friend. This is great. I get to talk to my friends like Tina, where it's like, yeah. I haven't seen you in so long. And it feels like, you know, you pick up where you left off and then life is
that
good.
Crazy thing. But the people that you get along with, it is. You just pick up right where you left off and looking around, yeah, we might be a little aged, but we're still good, yo. We're still like...
Yeah.
I feel like we're better now. We're not idiot children.
Oh, I
mean,
feel like I'm better. I'm definitely better now than I was.
I love that. Oh my God, I love that. That's
the last time we saw you, I was pissed off at you because you left me in a game with people and I felt like I didn't really have that many friends. And you were my girl, and I was so excited
Where?
To be with you. And I'm like, damn it, when we were on Duel.
Wait, what happened? Just...
With Beth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
I just knew you were so fun, and I just needed somebody who was just as mouthy as I was that would talk shit with me.
I know, it's fun. I don't like to be the drama. I love to comment on it, though.
Yeah, as we're seeing in this episode, you are, I feel like, going to be one of our main narrators.
I'm trying to get my sea legs back as far as like the interviews and remembering like things, how to say them. That was I'm still trying to get used to them, and then getting mic'd up, like that was weird. When nobody, you know, when I'm at home, nobody gives a fuck what the hell I'm doing. Right. I could just disappear. But then there, everybody knows where I'm at, when I'm at there. It's just like, why do you care? I think, why do you care what I'm doing? And it's like, oh yeah, that's your job.
Yeah. Do you think like, because people did All Stars 1 and then came back for All Stars 2, they were more, I guess, like had an advantage in a way because they got used to those things?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would say, because you kind of like, you dip your toe in the water and you get the temperature.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They coming in for an All-Stars, which is what I'm told is different than the regular challenge, mm-hmm. but it was told to me it was going to be different and easier. It wasn't.
it's yeah. not.
And you haven't been on the challenge in a minute. So, like, what was it like to be back from that point, and do you think it's changed a lot?
It's changed a lot. You have these people who come on and they want to make a name. They're so desperate to make a name for themselves. They want to be social influencers,
right?
All of this shit. And so they feel like they need to put on this false persona, and it just comes off disgusting.
Do you feel like those people exist on the All Stars too, or do you think it's just on the main challenge?
Yeah. I think that there's not as many on the All Stars challenge mm-hmm. as there is on the regular challenge.
Do you have people specifically that you think are thirsty from the regular?
Yeah.
Challenge? Oh, are you gonna say who? Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna say who because I could be wrong. Okay. This is the thing. I want to be wrong in my assumptions with people.
Yeah.
Right. I want to be wrong. Please tell me you're not as thirsty as you come off.
Right. Yeah.
I'm hoping.
It just depends on who you're talking about.
Yeah. Because we could confirm the thirst.
Yeah.
You could?
Oh, probably. For sure.
Okay. On this cast, who do you think is thirsty? And then I'll tell you if I agree or disagree.
On your cast?
Oh, wait. Are you flipping it on us now?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you about the psychology queen.
She just flipped this whole question on us.
Yes, I know.
I only know what I've experienced, and I don't see them on the show, so I didn't know a lot of these cats. MJ said that he remembers me, which I was like, I think I remember you because I remember that head of hair.
Right, the hair. You can't forget mm-hmm. it.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love MJ. I'm so happy he's back for this season. I was really excited to see him. He was like one of my faves back in the day.
Dude, he's an awesome person. Kahuta.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Love Kahuta. Love, 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 love him.
That's he's so one. Funny. He Those, the two so of them are really funny. Really
the two
smart.
Of them together was awesome.
Wow.
And then I actually got to meet Melinda, mm-hmm. which I have absolutely fallen in love with that.
So
that
funny.
Girl.
She's awesome.
She also has a podcast and she's really funny.
Nice.
She's spicy.
Yeah. Well, she told me was open about being in a bad relationship with another cast member back in the day. And that's why when I did a challenge with her, I didn't even get to meet her because she was under his thumb. And then this one, she actually was truly herself. You need to get her. That girl is fucking hilarious.
We'll have her on the show. Yeah, I'm sure we will.
You have to. Her and Tyler. I love Tyler. There's so many people that I got back in touch with that really warm my heart. But then there's some people that I on the challenge and I was like, yeah, bitch, I don't care to talk to you again.
Right.
I love how you're like, I don't care if we ever speak again.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I just me looking at them on my TV screen irritates me.
Yeah. Good. We need people to have opinions about people that aren't all positive because it creates an interesting dynamic. So I love that you have your feelings about people. Honestly, we need that for it to be entertaining. That's the truth.
Yeah, but I don't respond to it. So one day I'll be like, oh God, I can't stand that bitch. And then the next day I'll be like, nah, I don't mind her so much.
Yeah, I get that too.
Well, I think it's because I don't mind them that much because I'm not around them.
It's probably what it is.
And then you get around them and you're like, oh fuck, no, I remember why I don't like you.
Yeah.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Attention all challenge fans. There is a ton of great challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
So, Tina, what was your favorite part of coming back onto the show?
The challenges.
Yeah.
Golly. Those things, I equate them to crack.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to do it. That adrenaline rush. I was afraid coming back that I would like it too much. And I think that that's what kept me away for so long. Remembering how much I loved doing them and the crazy shit, awesome locations.
Do you feel like that's a reason why some people have a hard time moving on from this part of their life?
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Anissa, I'm so thankful you're on the show still. You're literally my favorite person ever. So
I love you too. I love you too.
I mean, you are, they do need a common thread, and which is, that's what you bring.
Yeah.
You bring that common thread that a lot of people have been missing, is that nostalgia. The people that they're familiar with, they've seen you grow over the years. They feel they're familiar with you.
I think that's why All Stars is so great.
Oh yeah. I agree with you. And to see that these people, they're still them, but they're different and how they've grown and changed. It's and what people haven't grown and haven't changed. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a different dynamic now that we're older and we're supposed to be wiser. But that doesn't always come out, you know, when you get into such of an environment.
Yeah.
So this is our final question for you, Tina. I don't want you to leave, but the show must go on. Final question. So you're competing on All Stars, which is all about the greatest of all time. So let's hear your greatest of all time. Competitor, season, challenge.
This is the last question. Girl, my memory is so bad. I couldn't even, no, my ADD, no. Okay.
Greatest competitor.
Who do you think is the greatest competitor of all
time? Competitor of all time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nobody.
I love that.
I love you.
Because everybody has a strength and weakness.
Yeah.
Right. I like that answer.
Okay. Next one.
Favorite season. Greatest season.
My favorite season would have to be, I would say, the Inferno 2. Mm. That one was dope. I loved it. We had so much fun. Oh, that was a great, great, great season.
What location was that? Mm-hmm. Mexico?
Manzanillo, Mexico.
Yeah, I missed all the Mexico ones. They were fun. They looked fun.
Yeah. Well, some people are like, we hate Mexico. I'm like, dude, put me back in Mexico. I love it.
I love Tina. That's Tina.
Love Mexico, dude.
Hell yeah.
So what about your favorite challenge or elimination that you've done, you've seen, greatest of all time?
That I've done is when I beat Robin. Because I looked awesome on that one. that one was cool, man.
I love that. I love you. I love that you're here. I love that you're back. I know that the fans are so excited to see you. We have waited so long for this moment. I know I have. I'm probably one of your biggest fans. I tried to drag you to come on the first one with me. I'm happy you are alive and healthy. I'm happy to see you on my screen again.
It's nice to see you again too and to reconnect, girl. This has been a whirlwind. This has been incredible.
So you don't have social media, Tina? Or do you?
I do have accounts, but I'm not really active on them.
Would you like people to follow you or support you?
Okay, follow me. Yeah, follow me. I might put something up randomly.
Yeah. What's your Instagram?
Random thing. At least you know it's concentrated, and I was really inspired to post something.
Yeah, right. What's your Instagram handle?
I think it might be Tina Barta.
Should we look it up?
Yeah, please do.
She's like, I'm not quite sure.
That reminds me. Jaune was like, oh, she likes to have compliments. Bitch, who doesn't?
Yeah, Tina Barta. Tina, TinaBarta. Follow Tina. Make sure you guys DM her. Send her love and support only. If you're going to be a hater.
Compliments. Send her compliments.
Stay off her page. If you're going to be a hater, stay off.
If you want to hate, go ahead. I'm just going to ignore that shit.
Yeah, good. Love it.
Go ahead. On my page for all I give a fuck.
I love you, Tina. And I hope that we can do a show together again one day. We can drink wine and talk shit. That's all we ever wanted to do.
I know. That's the fun part. Sorry. I hope to do a challenge with you someday.
Me too. I would love that. Oh, my God. I would love it.
When she crosses over.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I get to All Stars eventually.
Yeah.
That's my
goal, right?
It is. But all right, TNT.
It's nice, guys.
It was so nice to see you.
Thank you so much for thinking of me and putting me on. I mean, it's been surreal, and it's I'm trying to play it by ears, see how this goes. And thank you for like making it so welcoming and easy to come back.
Aww, thank you, Tina. Don't make us cry,
girl. You put the star.
I'm getting my period in 2 days.
You put the star in All Star for real. It was awesome watching you this episode. You're a firecracker. I can't wait to see what else you do this season. I'm so excited. I'm a Tina fan.
So excited. I already want to see episode 2.
Yeah, same.
I lived it, and I want to see episode 2. I mean, that first episode brought back so many great memories, and these are awesome.
Yay.
And Lisa, I don't blame you for doing these. I mean, I see the pull. I see it. As much as I want to hate you for doing it, you know, I really don't hate you. I give you props for doing it, but
yeah, hell yeah.
It's a shit show, but it's a great shit show.
Yeah.
It's great.
Seems like it. I can't wait to watch the rest of it. And it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Teen.
Love you, babe.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
Well, it's safe to say that Tina is just amazing. Like, I love her energy. She is incredible. She has so much to say. She's so opinionated. And I think a super important character to have a show like this because mm-hmm. she comes back with a fire. So thank you, Tina Bridges, for bringing an awesome energy to this podcast.
Thanks for bringing the spice.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing it, girl. Anissa, thank you for being my co-host. Where can people follow you and send you listener questions and ask you questions about All Stars 2?
You guys can follow me on Instagram at AnissaMTV. That's AnissaMTV. And send me love and support. And Tori, where can the people follow you?
You guys can follow me at Tori_Deal. And please send me anything you want to talk about, anything challenge related, whether it be All Stars or Spies, Lies, and Allies, because I am watching both simultaneously. And make sure you guys listen every Thursday as we go behind the scenes of the challenge Spies, Lies, and Allies on this podcast as well.
And then join us Fridays as we pull back the curtain on season 2 of the Challenge All-Stars.
Yes, double the challenge every week.
Only on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.